Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hello, Sam. My name is Chris Goldman. How are you?
Hey, not bad. How are you, Chris?
Okay. I received a mailing from you folks that I'm curious about. Taking a look at doing some debt consolidation, and wondering what opportunities you folks have.
Oh, okay. Did you have, is there a 16-digit reservation code on the offer that we had sent to you?
Yes, there is.
Okay, perfect. If you can tell me that number, I'll pull up your file and see what we're working with here.
2311-3101-0059-6375.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, and what's the name of the business that you're with?
This was addressed to 3 Johns LLC.
Oh, okay. All right. Looks like I got the file right here. All right. And, Chris, are you the owner of the business over there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect.
I'm sorry. Please remind me of your name.
My name is Sam.
Sam, okay.
Sam, yeah. All right. Yeah, looks like I got the file here. You guys at 105 Park Place?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so it looks like what you have, it's a pre-approved offer for equipment financing and working capital. There's a lot of different programs within those, so it really depends on what your specific need is. I know you said you'd want to look into some consolidation. Why don't you give me... Give me kind of a rundown of what you're looking for here, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay. We're in the middle of a project right now where the restaurant has been in operation for over a year, and we're expanding the cellar tavern. Basically, it's not open yet. We're doing the construction to finish that up.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that future revenue. So in the meantime... we're looking to finish that construction, so some of the capital is necessary for the rest of that startup construction and equipment. We're looking for some working capital to get to the point where that's generating the revenue that it needs to. And we also have some debt that we're wondering if we could bundle into.
Okay.
Into what basically alleviates some cash flow.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. So, did you have any idea of how much you were looking for in total?
Ballpark 100 grand.
Okay. All right. And then, of that 100 grand, how much is going towards the consolidation aspect of it?
About 80,000.
Okay. All right. And what? I guess what exactly are you trying to consolidate? What are we working with? Are they loans?
Well, we've been working on the project. Yeah, we've been working on the project for a while. So basically, what we've done was we've taken a couple of advances to move the project forward. So in the meantime, we want to finish the project, finish the build out, and consolidate the advances that we've taken in order to move the project forward and finish the project.
Okay. How many advances do you have?
We have two.
Two, okay. And are those structured in a way, are they are the payments made automatically out of the bank account?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And are they daily payments or are they monthly payments?
One's a weekly, one's a daily.
Okay. Okay. And do you know who those are through?
Yep. There's about a $7,000 balance with Swift Capital.
Okay.
And a $23,000 balance with Fast Capital.
Okay.
And currently discussing with them about restructuring that and one of the two of them bundling it. But being that I saw your mailing, I figured I'd touch base with you guys and see if you may have a better option.
Sure. And I think that we probably will. A lot of my customers that I work with are kind of in that same situation. I know both of those companies. They're exactly that, cash advantage companies. We work with a little more options. We're an actual bank, so we have a lot more programs to work with. It just gives me some room to maneuver. On the Fast Capital, that seems to be kind of the larger of the two. Is that the daily or is that the weekly payment?
No, the Fast Capital balance as of today is like $23,000. The Swift Capital is the larger of the two, and that's like $57,000.
Oh, $57,000. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. Got it. Okay. All right. So, and then
The Swift is the weekly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then as far as the project that you're looking to finish, it sounds like you have about 20,000 left to go toward that. Is that what you're working with here on the numbers?
Right.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And do you have any specific time frame that you're looking to get the funds in place?
Well, we'd like to get the thing open this fall. Our project timeline for wrapping it up, that's what we're working towards. So sooner we can get some things in place, the better.
Sooner the better, okay. Okay. All right. So I got a couple questions for you just to see kind of where we're going to fall here. I see, you have LLC in the name. Is that the structure of the business in LLC?
Well, let me explain the situations between property ownership and business operation.
Okay.
The principals own two separate entities. Three Johns LLC owns the real estate, and that's Three Johns LLC.
Okay.
Basically, a real estate holding company. Three Johns LLC leases to Bull's Head in Cobleston, which is the restaurant operation.
Oh, okay.
For the establishment. So we got an S corp that leases from the LLC. Same principals own both entities.
Okay.
Johns LLC, however, the business operation functions as Bull's Head in Cobleston.
Okay. All right. Now, are the current loan balances that you have, are those directly tied to the Bull's Head or to Three Johns?
They are tied to the Bull's Head Inn. So,
okay.
And, in fact, the reason for that is all our receipts that are being generated from our revenue are going into the accounts of Bull's Head and Global Skill. So
sure.
It makes more sense for us to structure the lending that way.
Okay. Now, are either of those loans done through your credit card processing?
No. They're both, okay. They're not MCAs. They're purchased of future receivables.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a factor. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay, so now as far as Bull's Head goes, what is kind of the top line revenue for Bull's Head, like the gross annual sales?
About $500,000 a year.
$500,000, okay.
We've been in operation. We've owned the property for over 3 years, but in terms of getting the restaurant up and running, it's been in operation for about 14, 15 months. So took a look at my numbers over the course of the last year. We're about $500,000 in sales.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Typically off of that number, kind of like in the middle of the row area of how we, the amount that we're normally able to do on that, something like that, would probably be around $70,000 to $75,000. But that's just middle of the road to give you an idea where we stand. I think that's pretty close, or it's at least in the same ballpark of what we're looking for here. So, it's at least worth it to keep it going here and see exactly how it's going to shake out. For Bullshead Cobblestone, the ownership breakdown, how many owners are there?
There's three. I'm the primary owner.
Okay.
My wife is also an owner. And my son is an owner.
Oh, okay. All right. Last we spoke, you mentioned that, and what percentage of it are you as the primary owner?
I'm 34.
Okay, got it. All right, and then so how about as far as your personal credit goes? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, last I checked my FICO score when I pulled up my American Express account before I went and got these cash advances.
Uh-huh.
It was over 700.
Okay. Now, on those cash advances that you got, just a question, it's kind of out of curiosity for me to give you a little feedback on the credit, too. Are those showing up on your personal credit?
You know, I haven't even run a personal credit report on myself since I got those. I got those early in the spring. I haven't even checked my report since then.
Okay. And really the only reason that I ask, some do, some don't. There's definitely an advantage to it not showing up on your personal credit. And that's the type of programs that we have here. Any of our loans that we do, we're strictly a business bank. So we only deal with businesses. Any of the loans that we do are going to be business loans that go on the business credit. It's not going to go on your personal credit, so it's not going to affect, you know, your overall debt, which will, you know, ultimately drive your credit score down. So the reason that I ask is if those loans that you have currently are set up in that format, it would be in your best interest to get out of those and try to avoid doing them going forward. That's just some general feedback I can give you, knowing what I know about the industry. I mean, you want to avoid, I understand, you know, when you own a business, the business is an extension of yourself. And a lot of times that's the way that the lenders are looking at it. So they will look at your personal credit, but anytime there's an option where you're going to be taking on debt that you don't have to have it show up on your personal credit, it would behoove you to keep it just on the business side of things, because it will dramatically affect your score. Part of our process in getting you approved, we will take a look at your personal credit, but that's the extent of it. So I can actually, you know, when we do this, I can give you some feedback and let you know if those are showing up on your credit, just right off the bat when we go through this process, because it's something that you should be, made aware of if it is. So to give you a little feedback here, like I said, with the top line revenues you guys are working with, typically we're usually able to do about $70,000 to $75,000 on that. It can go up or down based on a few different factors. Some of those factors are the personal credit of the business owner. So if you're still in the 700s, we're going to be looking, we're going to be in a pretty good position. Another factor is these programs are tied directly to the bank account. So we're going to look at 6 months of the business bank statements and kind of analyze the cash flow. So a factor that comes into play is kind of, you know, the margins that you're working with. What do the ending balances of the bank account look like each month? Do you have a solid cushion? Does it get close to zero? What's it look like, especially with the two current loans coming out?
I've got that information right here.
I just want to be able to give you as much feedback about kind of, you know, what we're able to do for you, so you know what we're getting into, and kind of, you know, so make sure we're on the same page all the way through.
So my average daily bank balance that I've calculated over the course of the last 12 months based on last day of the month's balance is $10,343.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a healthy ending balance. It's not gonna raise any flags.
Yeah, so it's been averaging over $10,000. Some people have asked what my average deposit line.
Yeah, that really, as far as, I mean, I kind of want to give you feedback on how much we're going to be able to get you. And that's primarily going to be based on what's left in the account and the amount that goes through each month. But I get that off of your top line revenue.
So your average balance over 10,000, never gone negative. Never over there.
Perfect. Perfect. We're in the position that we're going to be able to probably get a decent amount. Now, I mean, I'm assuming that you do accept credit cards as payments from your customers, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. So basically, the way this is going to shake out, the next step in the process is, now that we've kind of identified that, you know, you have a need, and I've kind of done these qualifying questions to kind of determine, you know, sounds like you are going to be a qualified candidate, we'll be able to get something in place. So the next step is simply to get you approved. Now, to do that, I'm going to need a couple things from you. It'll be the 6 months of the business bank statements, the most recent business tax return that you have, and then the 4 most recent months of your merchant processing statements that show the credit card transactions. Now, I can email all of this to you in a nice little list. I'll also send you an application to fill out. It's one page, very basic, very simple. But then as soon as you are able to get all of that back to me, I usually can get you an approval, an answer on approval, in about 24 hours. So it's Friday today. Not sure if you have all of that handy and are able to get it back to me immediately, but you know, we'd probably the soonest we'd be able to get you an answer is later on Monday, maybe early on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Now, what's a good email address to send everything to you?
Okay, it's bullsheadincobleskill. And Cobleskill is spelled COBLESKILL.
bullsheadincobleskill@gmail.com. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I will send you that application with the list of everything that I need from you. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call, you can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back to you. But like I said, as soon as you get everything back into me, it usually takes me about 24 hours to get you an approval. From there, we can go over a couple different options as far as the total amount, the term for the payback, and then also, because we have these existing loans, we can go over whether or not we're going to pay those off directly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But those are all options. There are so many different options that we can do. First, we just want to get the approval, and then I'll come back to you with the options that we have, and we'll figure out which one is the best for you.
Okay. Just to let you know what my goals are here.
Sure.
One, definitely would like to consolidate these two. One, I think if someone bundles it and consolidates it, now their first position, so it makes it more attractive to who I'm ever doing.
Absolutely.
Two is I'm looking to restructure the terms so I can free up some cash flow.
I gotcha.
What we got going on doing this construction without that future revenue being generated yet, I would like to reduce my current payments down to about 50% of what I'm doing. So
Okay. Currently
the Swift Capital advance was a 12-month product.
Okay.
Swift Capital was a 7-month product. They're both telling me that if I renew with them, we'd be still looking at something much more attractive.
Yeah.
Like I said, looking for someone to bundle this. If we can do something like your literature says, up to a couple of years, and I can reduce my payments down to about 50% or less than what I'm currently paying, so I can free up some cash flow.
Sure.
That's what my goal is. So if you guys can do something like that, that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, that paints a pretty clear picture for me. I actually can really appreciate that kind of feedback. Because, you know, there, like I said, we have a lot of different programs. Having a clear idea of what you want to get out of this allows me to kind of tackle that head on. So I have a good idea of a few programs that might match kind of that mold that you're looking for. Just now from here, just because let's get you approved for it.
Okay. So let's just make sure you got the spelling of my email address correct, please.
Yes. So I have bullsheadincobleskill at gmail.com. So it's bullsheadincobleskill at gmail.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. I will go ahead. I'll put together the email right now. It'll take me maybe 5 minutes to get it over to you. But from there, just, you know, send everything back to me. Let me know if you have any questions. Did you have any other questions for me right now while you have me on the line?
Yes, regarding the credit search. How sure. many hits on my credit was that involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do look at your personal credit, but we only pull from one of the reporting agencies. We pull from Experian, so you're going to get one pull just from Experian.
Okay.
As opposed to doing all three. I know some places do all three, and that you're going to look at, when that happens, you're looking at like a 5 to 10 point hit on your credit score. So you want to keep that to a minimum.
Yep, and yeah, just like you advised me, the impact on my personal credit is one of the things that I'm concerned about as I'm shopping around, because in addition to Swift and Fast, with Fast Capital, which I'm giving a shot at, you know, at this as well, I am taking a look at other potential lenders. So.
Sure, and I'll tell you what, we refer to ourselves as a relationship-based bank, so I'm not going to go about this loan as, you know, let's just get this one loan done. I'm going to give you the honest feedback that I see. I will send you a copy of your credit report, the actual credit report, so you have it. Because really my goal here, it's first of all, it's obviously to win your business, but I'd like to, you know, develop a relationship going forward that, you know, when you need financing, you have someone you can rely on and will be there for you. So, you know, through this process, I'm going to give you some straight shooting. And, you know, kind of as a token of that, I'm going to send you a full copy of your credit report so you have it on hand and know exactly what you're working with.
I appreciate that, Sam. The relationship part of this makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
And, you know, being around a long time, so if there's opportunities down the road, I have appreciation for that. So.
Sure. Well, I really look forward to, you know, working through this, finding something that works. Like I said, the next step is let's get you approved. So I'll send out that email right now.
Great, Sam. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.